Welcome, saints and sinners, to Praise Tuesday. Today here on KingScottRadioTV.com, we are going to praise Him. That's right, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, ladies and gentlemen, going through the week, the work week, for us 9-to-5ers, we need a boost, a turbo, something to ignite us into a better atmosphere. And there's no better way than to praise Jesus. Our message for today is going to be love. How love can change a life, upgrade a personality. If you must put someone down, put them down on your prayer list and pray for them. We all can use prayer. We all can be a part of the mechanism that uplifts us to Him, the one that controls the universe. KingScottRadioTV.com. I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott, and we're here on Praise Tuesday. The background sounds that you hear is Love 100 Ways. And I can tell you that I love Jesus 100 ways, 200 ways, with all my heart, mind, and soul. That doesn't make it easy being in a world full of us fleshly beings. The Bible will tell you that the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. So we're going to lead with our spirit today, every day, for you. Our topic for today is going to be love. It's an amazing thing that love can be so easy, but yet be so unkind. I believe that someone just felt that, because you can fall in love with a person and then down the road have some very unkind feelings. What happens to love after it gains some age, after it gets accustomed to you being around? What goes on within that mechanism? Well, we spoke of earlier that the flesh being as weak as it is, and our spirits being as strong as it is. You see, saints, love is a necessary tool. It's something that Jesus left us through the Holy Spirit. And within that Holy Spirit, it acts as a guide to a better frame of mind, a better way of thinking. But then you have what we would consider ungodly people, heathens, no doubt, where they come into your life and they create a havoc that creates so much destruction. It's in every family. It's in every cousin, every uncle, every friend, every child. Love is a wonderful thing, but yet it has such complexities that it can mess you up. That's right. Because when you look at the love between a husband and a wife, that is supposed to be next only to God. But oftentimes it doesn't. Well, why is that? Is it because of jealousy, hatred? What is it that makes it foul after a period of time? These are the things that we're going to talk about briefly here on Praise Tuesday on KingScottRadioTV.com. You see, my beloved, we all are in search of love. Even though the Father says, love ye one another as I have loved you, We don't seem to do that very well. And you know what I'm talking about. Grab a neighbor, grab a friend, grab a colleague, grab a lover. Within the bounds of marriage, you can have issues that supersede basic love. Well, how does it do that? Well, it's because we give in to feelings and jealousy and perceptions and this, that, and the other. And we have to somehow catch ourselves. And then there's oftentimes when we don't catch ourselves, it falls apart completely, similar to the way that building collapsed when the bombs hit it. It just plummeted downwards, and all you're left with is debris, your emotions, your feelings, your frame of mind. You start out with such a high expectation, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and sometimes you know where it comes from, it's all gone. You have to reset, restart that journey once again. And that is not easy, ladies and gentlemen, because it leaves you pondering, what did I do wrong? What did they do wrong? Did I listen to the right people? Did I ignore all of the signs that I saw? What happened? Well, that's what love is at times. And these are the things that we must make adjustments to as we grow into this life of love. Why do we let people, human beings, destroy our love for an individual? They say, well, I'm just looking out for your best interests. Well, that's a code word for being nosy, dipping in something that they can't possibly understand, because love is such an individual thing. A person knows how they want to be loved, and it's not wrapped around the dollar bill. It's not wrapped around things that are of this world. It's wrapped around the sanctity within a relationship that you have with God, and that relationship expands into other individuals. And that's where the rubber meets the road. How do we stay in tune of love, with love, about love? It amazes me that you can love a person for years, and then all of a sudden they're taken away for whatever reason. And then you have to go through the whole process over again. And within that process, you find people who disapprove. You find people who want to interfere. And that relationship should be confined to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But oftentimes it isn't. We turn and listen to the wrong things. Did you know that some people are jealous of the love that you have, the relationship that you have with your Lord and Savior? That happens. Why does God give them so much and give me so little? That is a sign of jealousy and a degree of hatred, because God is a fair God. He will give to everyone. Why your lot is different from someone else's? Well, that's above our pay grade. We don't know why. We just know that this has been a blessing to you, and you're sharing it with the world, that two people or an individual or a son and daughter or a mother and son or a mother and an uncle or a mother and a brother, a father and a son, the same scenario over and over again, and you wonder why someone would want to stick their nose in that relationship and cause confusion, deception. And ultimately, the goal would be to destroy the love. Well, it begs the question, how do you protect yourself from that? And the Bible tells you that specifically. It says, love me, worship me only. All the other people are secondary to what I'm given you. And if we stick to that concept, if we follow those instructions that come directly from the Bible, we can survive. But oftentimes it just doesn't happen that way. And you are left in those pieces, that rubble of a relationship. So my solution, the solution that I find within my Bible, tells me that if I stick to what the Word says, if I am obedient to what God has told me to do, I can survive all of the pitfalls that love can possibly produce. And if I do that, that's why the Bible says, love me first. Love me only. Follow me. Don't follow man or woman, because when you do that, you get yourself in serious trouble. And then that trouble becomes havoc in your life. It changes your mood. It messes with your psyche. And all you're left with is an explanation as to why your love did not, you heard me, did not fall itself into a successful transition. This love that we're talking about transitions into relationships on the job. It transitions into relationships that are all around you. And sometimes you can love something too much. This is why the Bible focuses on loving him first. Because if you stay within those walls, you'll find success. You'll find everything possible that you can reach out and hold on to. This message that we're speaking on today has an expiration date. Because the moment that you listen to it, the other spirits that are in this world goes out and attack it. And when it's attacked in this manner, you're somewhat left defenseless because you don't know where it's coming from. Those principalities that's just above your forehead fight this force of why you should not obey and be obedient to love. People get jealous over almost everything. I mean, it could be a relationship that you have on your job with a coworker because you, for whatever reason, trust this person to be good to you. You trust this person to have your back in complex situations. But that's not always the case because there's always a naysayer that's around to say, well, you know, they told me that office talk, that water cooler conversation that throws a monkey wrench into your life. And then all of a sudden you're left with that rubble. You're left with remnants of what you once had established. Sometimes you can't believe that a friend did these things to you. They said that they loved you, but yet they did everything they can to hurt you because of jealousy, hatred, mood swings. I mean, the list goes on and on and on as to why love changes. But if you stay focused on the primary, and the primary is always Jesus, I need you to pass this conversation, this Praise Tuesday, along to someone that you love so that they can begin to understand. It's funny that love can be a very contagious thing, but it also can attract the most worst contentions. People just being mean and ugly inside. And it's sad that a love is attacked this way. But yet it is true. It is true. And when you recognize it, you have to make a decision, a strong decision, to stick with what the Bible tells you to do. Love ye one another as I have loved you. My beloved, if you stay focused on these words and you look to him for your guidance, you can jump over many pitfalls. You can save yourself a lot of pain and suffering if you learn to love the godly way. And don't let people change your mood. You know, it amazes me sometimes that people, human beings, want you to come along with them when they're doing something that they know is ungodly. And when that happens, you get a mob of people who are attacking love, and they're attacking love through you. So if you stay strong in your beliefs and what you're trying to do with the love that you have in your life, you will come out the victor. The Bible says that all things work together for good. But when you go through these valleys, these peaks, these mountains, sometimes it's so ungodly painful that you can't bear it. And that's when you really have to stay strong and lean on the Word of God, because it will get you to where you need to be, not just with Jesus, but in this life that we are given. It's a gift. Use it the best way possible. Show the love. The love will conquer all. This has been a positive message from At My Father's Table through KingScottRadioTV.com. Pass it on. Give it its necessary legs so that it can travel around and be a blessing to people. I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott. This has been Praise Tuesday. We're going to come back with some more things, some more topics, as we continue to grow into Christ, into His glory, into what He wants us to do here. And if we do that properly, our love will come through to you. It will shine like a bright star. We're worshiping Jesus here. This is what we do. KingScottRadioTV.com. Pastor Kevin T. Scott.